Nolte, CNN and MSNBC ratings fall to lows unseen in decades. By John Nolte on December 5, 2024. The collapse of MSNBC and CNN marches into another week with both left-wing outlets hitting viewer lows unseen in decades. As someone who makes his living riding the news cycle, I can tell you there is no shortage of interesting news. We have a presidential transition. We have talks of ceasefires in the Middle East. There's Diddy. There's Ukraine. There are congressional races still being called by Democrats who count ballots until they win. If that's not convincing enough, why is Fox News drawing 4 and 5 times as many viewers as MSNBC and CNN? Here are the raw numbers. Total primetime viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 2,237,000. Tmall, 297,000, 51,000. MSNBC, 465,000, 37,000. Total day viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 4,163,000. Tmall, 268,000, 41,000. MSNBC, 346,000, 29,000. If those numbers put a smile on your face, you fall under the category of normal people. It's been decades since MSNBC and CNN have hit lows like these. CNN had its lowest-rated week among the key demographic of adults aged 25 to 54 in nearly 30 years, gloats Fox News. CNN had its lowest-rated week among total viewers since June 2001 during the week of November 25. More bullet points from the Fox gloat. MSNBC had a smaller audience among the demo than 36 other cable options. MSNBC's worst week among the demo since November 1997. Fox grabbed the highest share of the cable news audience, 70%, among the key demo in network history. Since the election, Fox News holds 73% of the cable news audience in prime time. Fox News thumped CNN by 407% among total day viewers and 577% during primetime viewers. Fox crushed MSNBC by 293% with total day viewers and 334% during primetime viewers. Let's run through the excuses we're hearing to explain away this viewer collapse and then knock them out one by one. It was the week of Thanksgiving. Okay, but we're looking at barrel-bottom ratings unseen in decades. Over 20 Thanksgiving weekends have passed without ratings hitting these lows. Democrats are demoralized and tuning out the news. Okay, but Democrats were demoralized in 2000 and 2004 without hitting these lows. People are moving to streaming. Okay, but why is Fox News still attracting millions of viewers? People now have all kinds of outlets where they can get their news. Okay, I'll ask again, why is Fox News still attracting millions of viewers? Here's what's changed. For nearly a decade, MSNBC and Tmall hoodwinked and suckered their already tiny audience into believing that if everyone just stayed tuned until after the commercial break, Donald Trump's demise was imminent. MSNBC and CNN bamboozled their audience 24/7 with affirmation and happy talk. You see, MSNBC and CNN's left-wing viewers don't care about the lies listed below because they believe these lies further the cause. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. What those viewers cannot tolerate is despair and disappointment. Which is what they were set up for with the constant assurance that Kamala Harris was in the lead. She had the greatest ground game in American history. And America would never vote for Orange Hitler. That phony Iowa poll that dominated the news over the final weekend before Election Day was the straw that broke the left's back. Maybe those viewers will return, but for what? No one who watched MSNBC and CNN watched to be informed of the news. MSNBC and CNN don't do news. What they do is assure leftists they are 100% correct about everything and are in the ascendant majority. It's left-wing talk radio with pictures. How many times have the walls closed in on Trump over the last 10 years? MSNBC and CNN's core audience have touched the stove too many times. And at least for now, they are done getting burned. No one likes to feel like a sucker, and there is no bigger sucker than those who believe in MSNBC and CNN.